This show
Sorry.
is not for the easily offended, and show notice the explicit tag. If you don't like the curse words, fuck off.
And welcome back to DSJMP WrestleCast, where we get the like minds of wrestling and talk about wrestling. If you want to get a hold of the show, you could email us and maybe we'll read it. I don't know. Maybe someone will read it. You know, DSJMP.com at gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at DSJMP.com. You can find all the crap that you might want to find if you're into that type of thing at DSJMP.com. Are you noticing a pattern with how this show is set up? Of course, I am your host, hosting a show that's not mine. I am Heavy Set. I'll be your host for this evening and probably for the next foreseeable future, because Double Vamp seems to be too busy for his own show that's not labeled Cerebral Satire. But anyway, let's move on. This is episode 84, I believe. That's what I did find out. I'm going to recheck real quick. Stalling for time as I talk. Yeah, 84! And of course, I'm here with Katie the... I am here with D.R. I am here with Devil Vamp. I'm here with Wayne Izza. I'm here with Ant the... I'm here with the Mop... I'm here with FT... No, he's never on the show. I'm here with Andy.
You know what? I have a cold sore after kissing DRG for over a couple of days since we're tied in first place now. Damn it. Use some mouthwash, damn it.
And you have Mop right behind you, too. He's trying to get on that action.
Yeah, I can smell him from here.
And we have Biohazard.
What is up, my friends? Welcome to the longest running weekly episodic wrong show. Sorry.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I listened to the WIR last week. Sorry.
I can try to figure what's the other intro that I could do. I could do an intro for another show, but I don't want to bash them any more than I normally do. So I'll leave them out of it. I'm trying to think of one that's not mine.
I was like, it's either that or, what's up, Star Suckers? And I was like, wait, he's on the show too. Never mind.
Listen up, Star Suckers.
There we go.
I was listening to that song today. Sadly, it was the edited version, but I think I had the uncensored version on there too. I just going through my phone. But anyway.
Fuck yeah.
You know the game we like to play things here. Not that fucked up. You know the game we like to play first, keep, toss, or improve. There's only three of us, so this should be a short show. Let's go with Biohazard.
I think I'll improve the Wyatt family and the Shield segment by not having Randy Orton as their partner.
Why they call Chris Jericho?
And Chris Jericho as their partner on Sunday. It's just, I feel like they could either A, introduce a new guy, or B, maybe if once Eric Rowan gets healed, they could throw him in the group, which we talked about before. We see it as the inevitable future that he is going to be introduced. But I just don't like the fact that they added Chris Jericho. I don't necessarily want Randy Orton as their partner either. I think they're just somewhere where they could go without using those guys in the feud.
Like, I get the whole wanting somebody new thing, but when I heard someone ask say the same thing, I don't remember if it was before Night of Champions or after Night of Champions, my thing is, do we really need new people right now?
Well, when I said new, I don't necessarily mean, like, a call-up from NXT. Maybe just somebody fresh that's currently on the main roster that we just haven't seen, or just a change in character or something that could add another dynamic to the story rather than Randy Orton, who we've seen over and over and over again.
We'll see.
Well, that's the stab in the dark. It's who would it be?
I wonder when
I haven't had very long to think about that.
It's, healthy again, if it'll be the next month, because right after the Hell in a Cell, it's Survivor Series, which would set up this feud.
Do you guys see them adding five total members to the Wyatt family? Eric Rowan being the white sheep, Braun Strowman being the black sheep. Do you see them having a fifth member?
Possibly
either
Leo Kruger.
Leo, see, he debuted a new gimmick in NXT, the Party Pooper, which was going to be my toss, because if you thought Adam Rose was bad, this gimmick's worse.
Is it kind of like what it seems like they're doing with Bo Dallas? We now went from all you have to do is Bo leave, and now I think it's going to be you're not good, you're terrible type thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much the exact same thing. He was like, when I was Adam Rose, the partier, you guys booed me, and now I'm here to poop on your party or something. It was really bad and awful segment, and at first I was kind of high on, I was all right with Leo Kruger. Adam Rose, when he first started, it was okay. Now it's getting progressively worse, and you're taking steps back. You need to take steps forward.
So he's literally a Debbie Downer.
He's literally Adam Rose, the party pooper.
Yeah, there was a segment on SmackDown where Brie was throwing a party for her breaking the record, and no one showed up for the party. And then she turned around, and Adam Rose was there, and it was something about yeah, this party's horrible or something like that.
Yeah, it was on NXT from last week. It was such an awful segment. They need to either keep with the Adam Rose party or gimmick, or go back to Leo Kruger. Which I think Leo Kruger at this point would be a better gimmick than Adam Rose overall.
It really doesn't need to be five members for a Survivor Series, though. I mean, I think we've seen it
before. I mean, it could be a four. They've done a 4-on-4 before. I sounded four for four. But
yeah. That, or you could do a 3-on-3 too. I mean, drag it out.
No, see, with Survivor Series, I wouldn't like a 3-on-3. It's got to be big teams for Survivor Series. 4-on-4, 5-on-5, 6-on-6, whatever.
The other thing you could do is just add another tag team to them.
Mm-hmm. I could see them doing that, too. I'd rather them have a fifth member and then Bray be the maniacal leader, and then everybody else trying to win championships or do something along those lines. Even, they don't even have to win championships, because you're seeing Braun as the big strong guy, and you're seeing, I don't really know what Luke Harper's character is, Bray's right-hand man. But then, where does Eric Rowan fit in here? It could be an interesting dynamic.
Well, then what two members do you add to Orton and the Shield?
Well, you could add the Usos, because they attacked, I don't remember which Uso it was.
There you go, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, and he should be healing up pretty soon. I mean, it's been since WrestleMania.
Yeah, so you could have the Shield, Orton, and the Usos versus the entire Wyatt family.
Yeah, depends on how long they want to drag this out. I think we're either going to see, well, Rowan's going to come back, and he's going to join one of these groups. I don't know which one. Like, I see it like, okay, he's going to join rejoin the family, I should say. Or he's going to be like, well, you guys turned your back on me, and I'm going to go back to being against you guys. It's so hard to tell.
Well, right before he got injured, it was him and Luke Harper, and then he got injured.
Yeah.
So I could see them bringing him back on the Wyatt family side, just because there's no bad blood between them. He got injured. He's out. And they just added the black sheep.
And just start that tag team back up again.
Yeah, and then have Braun the single man, the tag team of Harper and Rowan, and then Bray the leader. Whereas I feel like they have too many big guys in one group, too. They need to add, if they are going to add a fifth member, it needs to be somebody small.
The problem, though, is with having five people, you're limiting your pool to mix people around, so it's, I don't know. It's just five seems like it's too much.
It would be kind of cool to see the Wyatt family grow, only because we've had a lot of these stables lately that have been like just three members.
But if
you're the original Wyatt family was just three members, the Shield was just three members, and technically that wasn't a stable. And now the Wyatt family's back, we're a different third member, but we're still stuck at three.
Well, I mean, if you're going to add another one, I would prefer them to add a girl, but that's just me.
And that was the rumor before, was that they're going to add Sister Abigail as an actual character.
And my always thing about that is, who and how?
That's exactly the point.
Just say, who, how, and why?
Yeah, because there's nobody, I don't really see anybody in NXT that could come up and be that Sister Abigail. But then again, that's signed to NXT.
Not signed to NXT, but in developmental. Rocks.
Nia Jax.
Whatever. Yeah, that's your closest. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have. I don't know if she would really be a Sister Abigail, but you could add Paige to that mix.
People were saying Paige before Paige came up.
Yeah, I wouldn't like Paige in the group. I don't know who's in developmental that's not on the NXT roster that could be a good feature into that group.
Well, it'd kind of be cool is you could flip it around and have Bailey be a dark character.
I think that is an option, but I think with Bailey, you want to keep on that route that you're going.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you see her being, when she finally does come up, I mean, I could see her being an Emma and not.
Bailey is way more kid-friendly than Emma. Granted, Emma was too, but not Bailey. I think Bailey is going to be the John Cena of the Divas division when she comes up. Not necessarily, like, win-wise and everything, but like she's just going to appeal to the little girls out there, and that's going to be the point.
I hope so. I mean, I like her. I'm just always scared if she's going to relate to a bigger audience.
Yeah, but without knowing who's in developmental that's not on NXT that could debut as, you know, Sister Abigail, that's hard to decide who the female could be.
All right. I think we just covered both of yours.
Yeah, because I did improve, and then my toss was Adam Rose party pooper gimmick.
All right, Andy, keep toss or improve.
All right, shit. Okay, I'm going to keep Paige being on her own. I like the term. I also like her mic skills, and I think she's improved herself since she's been on Total Divas and Tough Enough. I think she's grown. I just hope that now she sticks with this character and they don't flip her to a face in the next couple of months. I hope that she can stick with this now. I could see down the road Natty going with her and that be your duo to go against some of these factions.
I don't think that promo was very good. I think people are confusing. Like, they're calling, a lot of people are calling it Pipe Bomb.
I think they're
confusing with, like, the things that Punk said to be a good promo. Granted, it was, but there was also a bit in his delivery. And I think what did take away from it was the Laredo crowd's not a very smarky crowd. And, I mean, Laredo is such a smaller city. I mean, that didn't help her, but I don't know. The way I look at it is she just said things that were controversial and kind of kayfabe, but it still came off just as scripted as people say the Bellas do, or just say about as much as most of the Divas have their promos.
I know it was scripted, and I know it's all kayfabe. It's not no Pipe Bomb for sure, but I just think she has. When you brought the question up, is who is the best diva on the mic? I think it's Paige.
How though? That's my question. How?
She can get a story across. She really doesn't scammer or mumble like I do. She can talk. She can get the story across. How does it
compare against other divas that are cutting promos?
I think it comes across more real to me. Like she's not Paige playing a part. That's her. That's how she is. That's how she's acting. She's on Tough Enough, she kind of played the bitch, and she kind of was like that yesterday or on Raw. I thought she came across as being that person, that bitch, and I thought it was good.
I think with Paige heel, it's a direct line to who she is, who her personality really is, whereas Paige face, it does sometimes come off as that reading a script a little bit kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, the promo was a great way to start the next program with the Divas, where you're still touching on the Divas Championship with Nikki and the Bellas, so it's still tying in with everybody versus everybody. But I think heel Paige versus face Charlotte could be a great match as well. And I think that's really what they're going to do after the Nikki Bella feud thing is wrapped up. with Charlotte.
I agree with you with what Bio said. Great way to start it. I mean, great. I'd been calling it for
I was gonna say I think everyone's been calling page turning.
Well, it's page turning. it's just one of those things that if you watch wrestling long enough, it's there. And she had the losing streak ever since the other girls came up. Mm-hmm. It's just the way I look at that promo. Like I was saying, it's just she said things that were kind of controversial. Trying to sit there and say that just say if that was in front of a smarky crowd, that you would have got a lot of like ooh or like like you would actually got a lot more like shock out of everybody. That would have been the point. So it did kind of go flat. But even when I was watching, I'm just like, okay, you're saying things that the IWC does that doesn't necessarily make a great promo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I also see Natty, though, coming off of this. She's been gone. She comes back. She loses. So I could see her kind of be like, you know, fuck this, too. I'm going to go with her.
If I see her continuously for the next couple of weeks, maybe. Right now, I'm almost looking as a one-off. Grant, I know she does still tour with WWE, and she's just one of those people you don't see on TV. But then again, the division is so clustered that I'm not saying that she's not missed, but you have 9 divas who are wrapped up, been wrapped up since before SummerSlam. You have Lana and Summer Rae doing their own thing, and they're weren't even wrestling. Do you really need Natalya in everything?
I just feel for her, man, because she's not getting any younger.
Oh,
What are your thoughts on her joining Becky Lynch and Charlotte?
I actually thought about it.
When he brought up Paige and Natty, that wasn't my first thought. My first thought was throwing her with Charlotte and Becky.
Me too. I thought it as instead of PCB, NCB. Like, it means fucking nothing. So it's just like, oh, we're going to take one out, we're going to put in another one, NCB.
Which she would have fit in the submission sorority also.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In more than one way.
That's neither here nor there.
But it's like I was saying, like, I don't think she was 100% needed.
And then with Tyson's injury that happened, it kind of fell at the perfect time. That way she can stay and take care of him. But now he's getting better, so it'd be nice to see her back on TV.
Yeah, I think she was probably off the road for like a month. And now I know she's not, because follow her enough on Instagram, and she's at every like weekend house show.
Yeah.
Well, not every, on whatever tour that she's on, I should say.
She's usually doing the Friday, Saturday, Sunday loop.
Well, which one's that, though? That's the thing, because some of those people actually bounce in between tours. I just want to know, if she's in Cleveland, I swear to God, I would be so pissed off. So I'm not going home this weekend because I want to be home for AIW next weekend. And 2 weeks after that, there's another AIW show. The more home time I take, the less money I fucking make. So I was like, you know what? I'll suck it up this time. And if I find out she's there, that would be like the second time in a row that I've passed up on a house show and she's been at. Right. Moving on. What's your other one, Andy?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I everything's been great. There's really nothing to improve. Or toss. There's been so much funny stuff going on Raw. I loved Kane. Or maybe I'd improve the whole... I'd drag out the whole Kane thing a little bit, making it right there at the end where he was kind of being dark again. I would have dragged that out a little bit, have be more smiley, and then have him come out. And that was kind of like... We've seen that ending before where someone comes underneath the ring and drag somebody under, but I guess I wouldn't have. I don't know what they have set up or what's coming, but I like the whole Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing. I thought it was funny.
I think my only improve with that whole segment would have been if they would have done like they did with Edge and Undertaker, where he chokeslammed them through the ring, and then the ring where the hole was caught fire. I think they could have done that, and that would have been my only improve in that whole section. Because I really like this thing going on, and it's just something to keep you interesting. They haven't done that in forever, so.
Yeah, they're making it seem like the Kane-Seth Rollins storyline, that's going to be your fall feud.
Yeah.
So it means we are going to see a lengthy title run from Seth Rollins. So I think that's kind of interesting. Like, you probably won't see him drop the title until sometime next year, maybe. Unless they do something surprising at TLC, depending on how many pay-per-views this goes. But I think that this title run's just been all about making Seth Rollins seem like a main eventer.
Oh, yeah.
Establish it into there.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with.
He's beaten Sting. He's beaten Cena.
Actually, the announce table beats Sting.
Actually, the turnbuckle beats Sting. But
Is it the turnbuckle? Because look at
the Spanish
announce table spot, because they didn't take out the monitors.
Yeah, he smacked his head good there, too. But the reports were claiming that it was the powerbomb.
One thing that I've seen on Facebook for right now, for a couple hours, some people are trying to compare, well, not a full comparison, but you have Kane and Abyss.
Yeah.
and I see it, but there's a difference. Abyss and Joseph Parks were clearly two different characters. They're comparing that whole thing. They're, as of right now, they're not making it seem like, oh, it's two different people. Or should say,
that's
like,
what I'm saying. At the end, kind of like they spoiled it a little bit. But I thought they could have dragged that out a little bit, that Joseph Park kind of thing to it, yeah.
But the way I'm looking at it, too, that if you really think of the Abyss character, he was kind of a ripoff of Kane anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like if they decided to steal something back, it's all fucking good.
No, I have no problem with them doing the story. I actually like the story. And, you know, of course, you know, that's the first thing that popped in my head is, oh, okay, that they're doing the same thing that TNA did.
The difference was Joseph Park was looking for his brother Chris, whereas Kane is, you know, still Kane.
You know, Abyss.
I thought it was interesting because at first I didn't think it was actually Abyss.
No, I thought it was freaking... He reminded me of what the heck's the magician, Penn and Teller. That's who he reminded me of.
I was like, I remember Abyss had his teeth knocked out and had all these, like, he had a beard growing and everything, and then Joseph Park come out and they full set of teeth, the clean shave, haircut short, and I never knew it was Abyss.
I didn't either.
And then I got online one day, and that ruins everything.
You know, Abyss.
But yeah, I like the Kane thing, mm-hmm. Especially when they were backstage with Triple H and Stephanie, and he was like, "You lost my mask? What? I'll help you find it." I was like, because when he came out at Night of Champions, I was like, "Oh boy, here we go, Kane versus Seth Rollins." But when they added the dynamics on Raw, where it's like you said, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, it's gonna keep it interesting at least for the next month, where they go to hell.
I like the whole, and you know, I signed that contract, you know, and it's, I figured me coming back is gonna be best for business, and Triple H was about ready to wring his neck.
Alright, on to me. My keep is Kevin Owens on commentary. I didn't get to watch all the match because I was skimming through it after Raw was over. Long after Raw was over. But I love Kevin Owens. There might be a preview to my Best of the Week coming up, but fucking Kevin Owens. See, my toss or improve...
Michael Cole reached out to him to shake his hand. He's like, we're good.
Mm-hmm. let me see. My toss will be... I'm going to improve. I'm going to improve the Paige promo. We'll go back to that. I think if it was going to be a pipe bomb incident... Not pipe bomb. Just one of those things that caught you off guard. She should have attacked Charlotte. I mean, I get the whole, like, saying something, but it would have been funnier to see that Seth Rollins moment where she turns on the other two and then grabs the microphone as they're laying in the ring. And that whole segment, too. I mean, granted, she did say kind of, like, some of my feelings on it because, you know, she's basically doing, like, a thank you speech for winning the title. And I'm just like, well, first, I'm like, you just won the title. B, you know you're telling, like, two of your competitors... Like, trying to, like, suck up to them and all this stuff. Like, they technically want your belt, too.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been cool if she would have attacked Rick. That would have been sweet.
Rick Flair attacks himself. He doesn't need to have anybody attack him.
I like how Ric Flair the whole time, he didn't even move. He's like, oh, damn.
He's like, that whole, she's right, you know, meme pops in the head.
Mm-hmm. He's too busy trying to stop crying.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to kiss steal Becky Lynch. Let's hope he doesn't pull a Donald Trump and say he wants to hook up with his daughter.
I feel for Rick, though, man. He's lost his son. I mean, he's going to be latching on to Charlotte a little bit more. I'm sure probably wasn't the best father in the world, but, I mean, good for him, and I'd be crying, too, but it's kind of like, I don't know. You've been there, now back away. I mean, don't. It's kind of like he's trying to be in her spotlight a little bit. And he even said that he's living vicariously through her, which it's okay to do a little bit, but now it's okay, back away. It's going to get a little old. Just okay, get out of the way now.
Well, they've been doing a lot of Flair and Charlotte, like mix the other.
He's been on there 3 times now.
Well, I know. It's just like, I wish they would let her be. Like, I mean, this is an IWC thing, and I've heard it before. Like, let's let them be her own thing. Let's quit going back to the Flair thing. I'm okay, now that she's champion, give her another shirt.
Yeah, I would agree there.
Like, I like the Do It With Flair shirt, but give her something else. You gave Paige another ugly shirt.
Yeah, I didn't like the This Is My House one.
This... The one, like, meme that came out, I forget, what was it we were talking about? Oh, where Cena says, like, something about, like you know whose house is this? And there's that, like, a picture page, like, I don't think anybody's listening to me. All right, let's get into what's on, and we will start with Biohazard.
You know, I don't watch a whole lot of TV, so this whole, since the past 4 days, I've been working, so I haven't watched hardly any TV at all, so there's really nothing on.
Anything else?
Since we recorded last Thursday, I've worked every day since then, and I haven't had time to watch any TV. I've had band practice, but that's every week thing. And then, yeah, I've literally worked. We watched Night of Champions and NXT, and that's it.
Andy?
Yeah. I got caught in to work a third shift, and I didn't... I was working the second shift, and like, oh, we need you to go on to a third shift.
No, 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 wrong podcast.
I know. I'm getting there. So I haven't really watched.
No. You said second shift. I'm like, no, wrong podcast. Okay. That was the joke.
Yeah, we don't talk about staying in excess. Sorry.
Anyway, I didn't want to, but I.
Said, I mean, we could talk about real football, but hey.
I watch football too. I watched a game of rugby since they have the World Cup going on. England beat some podunk town or country. I don't know who the heck it was. But so that was interesting. I didn't know what the heck I was watching, but it was interesting. Then I was watching Sin City during this third shift thing. I'm like, for crying out loud, this is crazy. I'm done watching this. So I ended up getting on my phone and I watched American Ultra. The movie, it's really good. It was decent. It was funny. It's kind of like the Bourne movie with Bourne was a pothead.
Sure.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie either.
It's good. It's got the girl from Twilight in it, and she's attractive in the movie.
She has 40 faces of emotions, and they're all the same.
So that's basically all I've seen.
See, besides watching the pay-per-view and watching Raw...
We have exciting lives.
I haven't watched shit, really, since we did this show. I'm trying to think of things
that
I've listened to.
All that stuff, all you downloaded?
I started watching Terminator 2, and that's it. That was on Friday... What night was that? Was that Friday night or something?
Friday, gonna get down... Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, it was Friday night, Saturday night, I was too tired to finish it, Sunday night... I watched the pay-per-view last night. I watched Raw. Other than that...
At least you watched Raw. I didn't even watch Raw.
I thought Raw was really good. I wasn't expecting much, But it was really good. It was funny. It was New Day was awesome.
I chose to sleep in instead of watching Raw. It was either get up early, get to where I needed to be in Chicago, or close enough to where I could just drive in the morning and still make it on time, or sleep in and drive pretty much straight there. I chose to sleep in, drive straight there, and then by the time I got unloaded and everything, it was like 1 or 2 in the morning. Because actually, they unloaded me early. So I was like, oh, shit. Okay. I wasn't supposed to deliver until 10:30 this morning.
Oh, yeah.
But they unloaded me last night.
Don't get me wrong. I watched Raw this morning. I didn't watch it last night, so.
I tried to watch Raw today, but the websites, none of them had it on it.
I got it just as, because the link that I sent you is the one that I used. They had it down to 5 segments. Literally, I sat and watched the first segment, the original first segment, because it was actually at first 8, I think 8 segments. And then they finally condensed it down. So I was like, after I finished that, I refreshed it. And it was like, oh, we're down to like a shorter one with all the segments being longer on the record, each piece.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you something, Kyle. There's a site where it all comes in one.
Yeah, I tried to. The only reason I know about certain things that happened on Raw was because WWE's YouTube channel. And if we were going back to improves and tosses and stuff, that would be mine. Just the ability to watch Raw within the next couple days of it being on TV. WWE's got to do something, because I know they put they put it on the network a month later. And by that time, you've already forgot about that Raw and moved on. If they would put it up on WWE Network, or I know they have a contract with USA. Do something with USA, make it where you can watch the Hulu thing, 90 minutes of Raw or something like that.
But why don't they put the whole freaking thing on Hulu? I would pay for it. I would pay for it through Hulu if you put everything up on there. Not that, because the stuff they take out.
It makes me
want to
get Hulu again, though.
Yeah, but the stuff they take out, it's some of it's like vital stuff. But just put the whole freaking thing on there. Don't take they haven't, but I'm saying that's what they need to do, is put the whole thing on there.
I think that's the whole thing, though, is that they have that contract with USA,
mm-hmm.
So they can't necessarily do that all the time.
But they got NBC stuff is on there. I mean, NBC is the one that owns USA. I mean, if you got
which
NBC
is why they have a 90-minute condensed episode.
Whatever. Just put the whole
I don't know. I just wish there was a way we could watch Raw without using what media sharing sites or whatever.
Yeah. It is what it is, but at least if you catch it early enough, you can watch the whole show, because that's what I am doing. So sometime between when I watch it and you tried watching it, they took them off Daily Motion.
I was like, it's literally, I tried to watch it at like 2 o'clock today, and it was already gone. Copyright, WWE stuff. I could understand them doing it for the pay-per-views, but let Raw stay on there.
I think it has to do like we were saying before, the whole copyright thing.
Yeah, oh well. I caught the gist of what happened on Raw, just from the WWE YouTube channel.
Oh, we gotta go over picks.
Pick time.
I don't even have it up yet.
Considering I came in last. Did I come in? No.
You came in last for the event. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, that's right. You were second and last.
I licked everybody's ass. Don't worry about it.
You licked everybody's ass.
That's the last time I'm gonna. Everybody, I wanted to be different. Everybody was picking stuff, and I was kind of picking opposite of DRG, basically. And I'm like, fuck that, I can't do that again.
It's not about picking. People always do that with when you're picking picks of people. Oh, I'm going to go against you. Yeah, it only works if I'm going to be wrong on everything. But if I'm right on a lot, you're going to be wrong on a lot.
Yeah, I literally
did it. What you actually think.
I know, but it. I was ahead enough, so I was gonna try and take the risk. It was either gonna burn me like it did, or reward me, and it was the time where I could make the risk. You know what I mean? Kind of bet heavy kind of stuff, like in poker. Yeah.
No, I didn't bet anything.
You need to start doing it, man. You're...
Well, yeah, especially after this is like the second pay per view. Without bets, I did the best.
Yeah, you did. You're doing good, and we're like halfway through now. So basically,
yeah, this is where I'm gonna start getting serious, starting Hell in a Cell. So
yeah, I only missed one, and let me see, Vamp missed 2, Katie missed 2.
I got 2.
Mott missed 2, and DRG missed 2. So basically, you two are the only two that did that. Nobody, of course, nobody got the partner thing right.
At least I didn't do as bad as FTW did in NFL picks this week.
Well, you did worse than him in these picks, yeah, because he didn't get negative.
Well, he didn't bet either. See, he got a bet.
Kim, you got Wayne. If we went just by the number of corrections, you did, well, you two did the worst. You both got two, but you both bet shit.
Yeah.
I bet two, which put me at zero.
Which you can say whatever you want, Heavy, but you goaded me in the most, I think, to put the five on.
Guess three ain't enough.
I can't say I did the most. They were goading you a little bit more than I was.
You're, but then you're like, well, you're way ahead. He's so far behind, blah, blah, blah. That's when I'm like, fuck it, whatever, fine, five.
Then again, I was expecting you to get more than two right. I was expecting like three or four.
He got you. Got him.
Oh, well.
Got him.
Shit happens.
And there was a correction. I did the math wrong that night because Devil Vamp was rushing me and everything. That's who I'm going to blame because he's not here. And I had said Mop was at 61 after he got 11 right, or 11 points. He came from 51. So 51 to 61, that doesn't add up 11. And a DRG kind of called me out on it, and I looked. Yep, I was right. I mean, I was wrong. Double-checked everything, and yep, 11 points. I wrote down 11 points. It was 51. So, yep. So the current standings are... I got to turn my phone a different way to make sure I get it all in the same picture. We have Andy and DRG tied for first place. Just behind them is Mop at 62. And I don't know if I said it. Yeah, 63 for DRG and AA. Fourth place is Devil Vamp with 51. Fifth place is Biohazard with 44, where he was last month. Fifth place is Katie with 41, and I am in last place with 36 or whatever. These being out of order really pisses me off because then I have to sit there and do it myself.
Yeah, although I did make a bold prediction that I would be in the top by December.
I listened back. You said third by December, but I thought you said first. But yeah.
Thank God. I was like, we only have three pay-per-views. I don't know if I'm gonna get that.
Yeah, I listened close, back. But... I thought you said I'll be on the top, but you said I'm gonna wager that I'm gonna be third by December.
All you have to do is
I have to get all of them right, plus bets.
Well, you have 44 points to bet every month. Not every month, but you have 44 for next pay-per-view.
I'm gonna go back to what I did last time.
I'm getting scared because Mop's picking it up. Mop's figuring it out.
That's 8 5-point. Put 5 points on every match.
You're either gonna do good or burn like Ant did.
I'll have to go back to what I was doing last time.
You see, if I did from last month. At 30 points, 5, 1, 2, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20. Oh, God, I would have got insane. I would have doubled my score. I could have put five points on all my right picks except one. So I would have had a good odds to actually get all my bonus points right.
Yeah, but that's scary, you know, wagering on the Wyatts when they don't win on pay-per-views, you know?
But here's why I don't bet. I try not to bet. I never fully filled out the NXT ones, like the ones that were on the show the next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I missed two, and then in SummerSlam, I got 4 out of 10 matches. So that's why I don't bet.
It seems like the NXT ones are a little easier to pick.
Huh? For Katie. of the actual show, she got perfect, but I think she got Charlotte wrong.
I don't think anybody was going to predict Emma.
Things.
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, wait. Oh,
she picked like John Cena was going to show up.
That was a good one, though, because they were in the feud, so you didn't.
Could have happened. Yeah, it could have happened, but I'm just saying, you know.
I'm trying to look at her picks from last month and then this month.
I think the last three shows I haven't done really well at all.
I know the last one you didn't.
Even the two before that, I did awful.
I think there was one, though, you did really good. I thought it was the one before this last one.
I don't know. I just closed out the app.
Oh, well, as long as I'm back in third by December, I'm fine.
All right. Let's get into Wayne's water cooler.
Wayne's water cooler.
Biohazards news dump.
All right. My internet wants to run slow tonight.
You're not in Long Island.
All right. After undergoing medical tests to determine the extent of his injuries at Night of Champions, the report says that Sting's neck is not broken, which was reported earlier in the day. Sting was taken to the hospital after Night of Champions and underwent a CAT scan and an MRI. Dave Meltzer noted he was able to walk, but not doing well, but the MRI showed no fractures. There had been plans for Sting to appear on the opening segment of Raw, but he wound up going home after a long 24 hours. Sting suffered he suffered the neck injury after taking the powerbomb into the turnbuckle.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
So they scanned his cat? Cat scan. It's a Varsity Blues joke.
Oh, no. Yeah. There was a silence there that people won't get.
Yeah. Andy. Alright, next one. WWE comes up with a plan to prevent future fan incidents at shows. As noted...
Take them to court.
That's actually what it's going to say.
Oh. I thought that was a standing thing, and I did hear the sentence, so anyway, go.
It says, as noted, the fan jumped the guardrail at Night of Champions and hit the ring. After the show, WWE has issued a statement saying, WWE takes the safety of our performers very seriously, and any fan entering the ring area will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. PW Insider is reporting that due to the recent string of fan incidents, WWE is reportedly looking to pursue the most stringent prosecution possible for all future fan incidents. Generally speaking, WWE issues lifetime bans to fans who jump the guardrails at events. However, if WWE pursues criminal charges for those incidents in the future, the feeling is that it will decrease the amount of incidents like this. The guy that jumped the guardrail at Night of Champions has... I can't read tonight. He's been charged and has to serve 10 days in prison.
If it would have went to trial, it could have been a year in prison.
That's crazy. Because it's trespassing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was going to be my improve, I forgot. But, they need to, like...
In security?
They need to, like... Yeah. They need to, like, carry, like, tasers and shit, or, like, billy clubs and, like, club them in the head and stuff.
or allow Randy Orton to kick him in the head again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard one of the biggest problems is...
Or shoot him like they did that guy at the NXT Center.
One of the problems
that was
is...
the cops. That wasn't security.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And it wasn't a show. He was just there at the performance center.
Yeah.
One of the problems is they've changed, like, security protocol. And the whole thing with security now is they try to remain off TV as much as possible, or where you can't notice them. So they're not in, like, the most opportune places.
Yeah.
So people can find these holes a lot easier. But I kind of agree with WWE doing what they're doing.
Maybe they should have it like a Goldberg and then have everybody, all the security people walk out with them all the time.
what they won't do, and I understand why they won't, but they should start talking about this kind of stuff. Put some of this stuff on TV just so people know. Yeah. Granted, it's
the
we're
only
in the internet
thing,
age.
Though, is you're publicizing it. You're giving them those people. A name
that's the part I get. And people look at it like, oh, it's a way to get famous. But it's a way of them making example, like publicly, and say, hey, if you do this, we're not fucking around. And hopefully, this guy is the one that they're just using as an example. They probably shouldn't have to go the route of start putting it on TV, being like, listen, this is what happens.
My favorite meme was, this guy's trying to check and see if he's taller than Roman Reigns.
Mine was, when your favorite CAW creator wrestler enters the ring.
That's funny.
All right, here's a report that was posted. Is will WWE sign or re-sign Carlito? Former WWE superstar Carlito could be returning to WWE in the near future, according to former WWE creative team member Court Bauer, and it says Mexican wrestling Conan. I don't know why they said wrestling instead of wrestler. It's no secret the WWE has been looking for a Hispanic star to expand into that market, and Carlito could be the guy to bring in for that purpose. It goes on to say he was released in 2010 after violating the wellness policy and not going to rehab, and his last appearance was at the Hall of Fame in 2014 where his dad was inducted.
That's cool.
I thought he spit in the face of someone or something.
He did that anyway. Yeah.
I always liked Carlito, man. I hope he does come back. I
think
I
towards
him,
the
man.
End of his run, he wasn't the best.
I still thought he was cool.
I think they could do a trios team of the clones where they do Eddie, Primo, and Carlito.
They could.
Sorry, Epico, Primo. And
yes, you called him
no,
Eddie.
No, I think his real name's Eddie. Oh. Not Eddie Guerrero, but I think it's Eddie Colon.
Well, Carlito could be. He could come out and be the big bull after he ate the mushroom.
Super Mario Maker. I think it would be okay, but I don't know if in this PG environment he could do the spitting in people's faces with the apple thing.
Are you kidding me? Come on.
Kids will imitate them spitting food in your faces.
I think you're over-exaggerating what they feel about it. That's still a PG thing.
They still do, like, potty jokes and stuff.
They
and,
wouldn't
like,
they
freaking,
wouldn't do spit or swallow again.
She freaking puked on someone,
oh, yeah.
Like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, they wouldn't do the spit or swallow. Sure, it's... I give it that, but...
Who puked Steph on who?
Not too long ago puked on someone. I mean, come on.
Which I still have that. I have that shirt.
And spit or swallow.
Yep, I have it. Ooh, I'm gonna wear that to Girls Night Out. That's great. I like wearing shirts that like have some sort of innuendo. I didn't wear that one. What was the one that I wore?
You can wear Hulk Hogan to February show.
There's not a. Yeah, AIW has an all black show.
They do, or are you making fun of me?
I'm making fun of you because Girls Night Out, it's an all-girl show.
I know. I'm just saying, in February, which is African-American Appreciation Month.
But I'm talking about wearing something to a show.
Oh, speaking of African-American, there's a festival here over the weekend called Arts in the Heart, where it's basically just downtown. It's a bunch of, like, art vendors and just people showing off their art, and they have, like, different foods from around the world. There was a booth. Like, they have German food, French food, Indian food. There was literally one for African-American food, and it had fried chicken.
Well, soul food.
It had soul food. That's what it was. Fried chicken, collard greens, black-eyed peas, whatever. But it was just the
Don't
fact that it said...
Don't forget the watermelon.
It said African-American, and yeah, I was like, you could have just said Southern food.
That's
not
true.
Not African-American. Anyway, continue.
I like chicken.
In the
I ate German food, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, even there's even people in England like chicken, don't you, age?
Well, there's a joke by a comedian named Nick Kroll. He's doing it as a character. He does it where it's supposed to be a poetry slam. He asks for all these suggestions from the audience of different types of food, and then he does this like weird poetry thing to it. And someone says, "I think chicken," and somewhere in the middle of it, he goes, "Do you know who likes fried chicken? Black people. You know who else likes fried chicken? Everybody." So I always like to use that one. Anyway, next story.
Taz and Tommy Dreamer are working with WWE this week.
Next!
I hope that's on the week interview.
All it says is that they're recording material for future WWE projects, most notably... A lot of the footage will be used for the upcoming Dudley Boys DVD, which is due out in early 2016, as well as an Oh My God, you know, they do the OMG series. They're doing ECW's Top 50 Craziest Moments, and if they don't have 49 of New Jack, I'm going to be very mad.
New Jack's greatest hits, pretty much.
All of them.
Off of a freaking building.
35 feet. No, 40 feet, I think, was the highest one. And he landed on concrete. That dude, he was on Colt... was it Colt Cabana's podcast?
He might have been. I know I didn't.
I think it was The Art of Wrestling, and it was. He is nuts. He's
didn't
a crazy
stab guy.
Yeah, he went into the story of yeah. There, if you go on What Culture WWE on YouTube, they do like top crazy instances in wrestling. He's got 4 of them on the top 10 list.
I think I've seen that list.
And one of them was that he wrestled a match in a bar, and the guy was like no selling him, so he stabbed him.
Yeah, I've seen that list too.
Or, and then there was another one where there was, oh no, the bar one was, there was a tag team, the Young Gangsters, and he thought they were stealing his gimmick, so he cut them open, and they were bleeding everywhere, and nobody stopped him.
No sell this, bitch!
They had some that was like, is it Antonio Inoki was facing the Great Antonio, and the Great Antonio started no-selling him, so Inoki like kicked him in the head, and it made him fall to. He started legitimately kicking the guy in the head, and so when he fell to the ground, he just started stomping his head in the ground.
Well, Rey Mysterio has one.
Oh, I think this video was out before then. Anyway, we'll move on to the next one. WWE was running a poll about which retired championship should be brought back. The things were cruiserweight, hardcore, European, light heavyweight, or the women's title. With over 140,000 votes cast, 46% picked the hardcore championship. Second place was in 21% was the women's championship.
I'm not surprised by that result whatsoever.
I would like the light heavyweight title to be brought back, even though it was supposed to be a knock to the cruiserweight title. But
I know I mentioned it before. I think, like, growing up when they had those two titles, like, I didn't realize they were two different weight classes.
Yeah.
So it's basically like, oh, we have a cruiser, we have a light heavyweight. And then when they combine them, it's like, well, which division title are we going with? They're technically two different divisions.
Yeah. I think they could go with a light heavyweight title, but I kind of, now that I've thought about it more, agree with you said, like, making it where the guys are under a certain weight class to compete for a championship. If they were to try to become main eventers, it isolates them as cruiserweights.
I don't like the hardcore title coming back because it kind of desensitizes you a little bit because you always are going to have a hardcore match. It was kind of
The hardcore title was great with the 24-hour rule.
That's what I was going to go with. If they could not call it a hardcore title, they could go do something else, but have a title with that stipulation on it.
My favorite one was when Crash was taking a nap, and he covers him, and he puts his finger over him, and then the guy, 1, 2, 3, and he's celebrating, yes!
I think they could do a lot of moments like that now. Well, just some comedy spots with a title like that.
The funniest thing I've seen like that, if you find Chuck Taylor on Instagram, he created like equivalent of like an Instagram title. I forget what they call it. Every match happens on Instagram, and it only lasts the amount of time of the post. And at the same time, it's a 24-hour title. So you see some of the same things happen. Like, all you need is like a referee there. Like, someone could be taking a shower and they walk out, you super kick them and pin them, and like you're the damn champion or something like that.
So they're the same length as a Ronda Rousey match.
Yeah, I think they could do that. They could do a 24-hour title and then incorporate their social media accounts into it as well, like you were talking about with Instagram or whatever. And then
the match lengths are the same amount of time as a silence after an Andy Anderson joke.
Shut up.
Which the fans will never know.
All right, now, this originally came from another show, but I would like the idea of there being a network champion or a network title match to where whenever there's a network show that is defended.
Should this champion be a gay champion while we're at it? Actually, I forget which show. So
no, it's the show that almost killed Sting.
Yeah. I get the idea of having a TV title. They just should defend titles on the network more. That's not pay-per-view. Like, have, like, special stuff going on there, or...
Well, they were doing it, like, wasn't that right, or Sheamus, and someone fought, like, after Raw or something on a...
That's how Rusev won the title.
Yeah, yeah,
they were like, oh, yeah, we're gonna have a United States title match after Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool if we had, like, those every... Maybe once a month. I don't want to say every
once a
week
month would
or
be good.
Well, every quarter they're going to do a live event, like the Tokyo thing. Like, this quarter is going to be in Madison Square Garden, and they announced the tag team title match already.
Yeah, so like I get having a TV title or a network title, but that's not.
You might as well get the rights to Zack Ryder's Internet Championship and use that.
It would be funny if like he brought that back and he just said like, "Hey, this is." I'm going to defend this on TV now and all this kind of stuff, but have it only be network stuff. That would be great.
All right, let's get into some sad news. TNA Wrestling has been pulled off the air in several more countries. Discovery-owned D-Max has dropped Impact airing in Germany and Austria. The show will no longer be in those locations after October 15th. And TNA is already off the air in Discovery and Espanol. Additionally, Impact Wrestling has also been dropped by the network in Italy and Eurosport and Romania and Finland.
I thought you said this was sad news. That's comedy.
Impact Wrestling has actually TNA signed an extension to be on the air with Destination America through the end of the year.
They actually signed one. Yes. We were talking about that we weren't sure if it was a sign. Or they were just honoring it. Well, DRG said they were like, it seemed to sound like they were actually honoring it.
This one says that they Impact Wrestling is currently scheduled to air on Destination America through the end of the year. That's all it says.
Right, moving on.
What now is Global Force and TNA going to be the same thing or what?
No, I think. Spoiler alert: TNA wins. I think it was just a way to get GFW out there, and GFW is going to do its own thing.
Okay.
All right. There's a question as to whether a well-known star is leaving TNA Wrestling. It says, additionally, F4W Online has noted TNA's departure was expected to be revealed this week, and it appears that it may be Kenny King, since he returned to Ring of Honor at the pay-per-view to reform All Night Express with Rhett Titus.
He must feel like a fucking idiot.
Didn't he leave Ring of Honor the first time?
Yep, and like he did it kind of did it the same way, kind of like I think he did it without telling them.
Yeah, I think I remember that one. Anyway, there's been rumors going around that the recent TNA live events have been doing poor when it comes to attendance. Says while there was several photos and reports that would suggest otherwise, TNA executive Bob Ryder took to his Disc account this week to deny claims that TNA has been drawing horrendous numbers for the recent live events. He wrote, the first night we had 850, 500 in Morgantown, 750 in Bel Vernon, and that they were happy about the numbers after not being on the road for so long. My whole thing with this story was the fact that, you know, we had before where TNA did really bad attendance records, but at the same time, if fans are going in there and taking pictures before the show starts, you can go to any WWE event and do that, and you might catch 100 people, 200 people in the arena, and you can tweet out anything. Oh, this is halfway between the show, and such company is doing really bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the same time, though, it's TNA.
TNA's done bad numbers before, so...
Well, it's them also trying to, like, say, like, well... Like, they're putting their own, like, positive spin, like, oh, this is just because they're doing it this time. Like, I know pictures of when WWE was in Cleveland. We're back, I'm not WWE, but,
TNA.
TNA, and they actually did an Impact taping here. Or not here, because I'm not in Cleveland. There was, like, some parts of the audience that were roped off. Not roped off, but there was nobody there, and they had to do it off camera. Or they had to move everybody into a particular spot so they could not have any of those on TV.
Okay, I forgot. I watched that JBL interview with Eric Bischoff, and how he was, Eric was talking about how back in the day, WCW, where they would give tickets away, and TNA did that for a while there in Impact, and it kind of like it downgraded. Why would I pay for a show when you're going to give shit away? And now they're having this problem where people aren't buying tickets and wanting to go to shows and shit.
A lot of news reports picked up on that TNA gave free tickets out in these past set of tapings. But if you look at it, they gave free tickets out to a college. It wasn't just to random fans. It was like they gave X number of tickets to a college that the college students could attend the show.
Mm-hmm.
So... And somebody was like, hey, I got my free ticket to TNA, and they took a picture of it. And that made all the rounds because they were like, oh, TNA's giving away free tickets. It literally looks like they were like, hey, here's a college. Maybe not. I don't think it was a big college, like a well-known college. It just happened to be a community college. And they were like, hey, here's some free tickets for your students if they were in town, if they want to come check out the show or whatever. And I can see, I think WWE does that every now and then, too. Win free tickets or do this or that. So it just happened to be because it's TNA, it made the rounds.
Well, every thing, not that every, depending on what it is. Like, I've been to some indie shows that gave away tickets.
Yeah, music events do it, too, where it's like, hey, here, win five free tickets or, like,
but I with bet schools with...
and stuff like that.
I bet with TNA, they give out a lot more than they sell.
They probably
now,
do.
Let me take that back. They give out a lot more than WWE. That was my main thing.
Oh, yeah. I know when they went to Chicago like a year or so ago, it's like they gave them all away.
Right, moving on.
All right, we'll dive into the last one that DRG is really, 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 really happy about. Lucha Underground has officially been renewed for Season 2. It just says Lucha Underground, which has been off season since August 5th, will go back into production in Boyle Heights in Los Angeles in the fourth quarter of 2015 and will premiere on El Rey Network in early 2016. And just an update to that story, one of the executive producers was asked if Alberto El Patron would be on the show, which the producer replied with, yes, he would be on the show, whereas Patron has denied those claims, saying that he has not been contacted. When asked again, the producer said they don't have a schedule set.
Well, of course he's going to be on the show, but you've already known that.
I think the whole thing is they renewed the show. It doesn't start taping till the end of the year. So they're trying to... They waited to get renewed before they started writing out the new storylines.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, we got renewed. Let's gear in and write our 6 months, 8 months, a year of television now, and then start calling. Or they'll probably do a couple months, start calling all the talent, saying, hey, do you want to come in, or can you come in, are you available for these days, whatever. And then they'll start writing the shows out the rest of the way from there.
Something like that.
Or they could just haven't contacted El Patron just yet. Leave him off TV for 6 months and then have him come back. I don't know. I'm excited the fact that it got renewed. I'll try to check it out again. I'm still haven't watched Ultima Lucha, which depresses me a little bit because I want to watch it, but I just haven't had the time to watch it. I might watch that this week if I can get a chance.
Yeah, I saw the announcement that DRG put out, and I was starting to get a little worried. I was about ready to go to the doctor's office because I had a boner that lasted longer than 4 hours.
Chirp, chirp. Chirp, 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 chirp.
I figure if we just let him sit in silence, he'll get the points of his jokes. Granted, the people listening won't get it, but we will.
They're gonna be like, "Why was it? What were y'all talking about? Silent? It wasn't silent. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was that bad. All right, and that'll wrap up the news for this week. Unless Heavy's got some independent news that I didn't cover.
None that I can think of, except for Nick Gage is still in jail.
I was like, we literally had 4 days worth of news to cover.
And with the hell with WWE, a lot of times you don't get stuff till... Any news that came out between then and the pay-per-view, most of it was irrelevant by the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Like rumors of stuff that's going to happen at pay-per-view, rumors of stuff that's going to happen on Raw.
Yep.
I can't think of anything bigger news. I don't know if anybody's been signed.
I haven't seen anything about that.
It's getting signed such a long process. I remember before they signed Solomon Crow when he was Sammy Callahan, like actually getting him signed seemed like I kept hearing news for months that they had interest in him. He had a tryout. He had the drug test. He had the physical. He had this. He had that. And then finally, he was officially signed. I'm like, Jesus, it took forever.
Yeah.
Surprise. Knowing what I know about him, I'm surprised that he got signed.
I like when he had the match with Apollo Crews, simply because they have so much history together.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed that they had some pretty good chemistry in the ring.
I seen this one thing on a Facebook fan page. And when I read it, I was like, it's like, well, you first hear it, it's like, cool, but it's one of the things you think about it. It's like, well, that's not really that impressive. It's cool, but pretty soon it's going to be the norm. And I guess there was one point in the pay-per-view, or to say up until Seth Rollins lost the United States Championship, every championship was held by a former NXT member. Kevin Owens being the Intercontinental, obviously with the two titles that Seth had, Charlotte the Divas Champion, and two of the three members of New Day are from NXT too. Which, like, you go up and like, oh, that's kind of cool, but think about it like this. NXT has only been the feeder system for WWE, like actually having that NXT on TV for only a couple of years.
Kofi came from, prior to NXT, but it's the same kind of thing, basically.
Well, no, because the whole thing was like these people came from NXT. But what I'm trying to say is, eventually, this is going to be the norm, just because a lot more people are going to be coming up. They're going to be winning titles. People who have been there longer are going to get fired, quit, retire, something. You're still going to have like certain people who have stood the test of time.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things, like, it shouldn't be a thing that we're that surprised about. It's cool that might be the first time ever, so we could celebrate that. But after that, this is going to be happening a lot more.
Do you think we'll see any more people like Braun Strowman that kind of just don't show up on the NXT tapings and all of a sudden just show up?
I think we will, but it's going to be very, very, very seldom. It'll be a little rare.
Yeah. I think they could do it with a guy like Dylan Mile, he's a little bit shorter than Strowman, but he's like just as thick, if not thicker. And I'm talking like built, not fat, just fucking, oh God. I've been waiting for them to bring him on TV. Like, I know they signed Dylan Mile the same time that they signed Carmella.
Carmella!
F-A-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L-O-U-B-A-L
I was going to Andy you. No, that's not Andy. We just said let you go until you realize what you've done.
I was going to keep going too.
Dude, I've been going for like 15 years with my wife. I still haven't realized I'm doing stuff crazy. So it's going to be a while.
Going back to what you're saying, like I think that everybody's going to be coming through NXT. It's a system that's set up in place for a reason. Yeah, you're gonna have the people that bypass just because not everybody has the same path. It's not like you have to get so much. You have to do this. You have to do that. It's not one of those identical process. Like guys like Tyler Breeze has been in NXT for years, and I don't know if he'll ever go up to the main roster, but he probably will. But it's not like Kevin Owens who.
Oh yeah,
that's the other thing. That's the other thing too. Some wrestlers WWE signs without prior experience, and I think Tyler Breeze didn't have any experience. I got to double check on him. I'm not 100% sure. He also could have been a guy which WWE does it too. They also just don't go with people like, oh, you have to have like X amount of years in the Indies. The chick that they signed who just went through all the racial shit, Jasmine, she has not been wrestling that long. Like hell, the Twitter her Twitter account. And those tweets that were in question, she was 16. Like, it's. And she hasn't been on Twitter that long.
Like, Amanda, she's going to be on that Total Divas, and she just came up through Tough Enough.
Yeah. Well, that's a little bit different. It's Total Divas.
Yeah.
But JoJo and Evo was on there without any experience, but
everybody
has their own has an individual route to the main roster.
But yeah,
some might not even make the main roster.
But yeah, you're right. WWE's like the Yankees of the 90s. They can purchase big people if they want, but they got a feeder system, and now where they're just going to start cranking them out and keep cranking them out.
Yeah.
Well, they can go buy people and get people in, like your Kevin Owens, like your Samoa Joes, but they could still pick people up who are very young or who know, like Charlotte. Charlotte's a great example. She's like, I'll criticize her for some of the stuff that people criticize, like the Bellas for, and the fact that she had no prior experience with signing a contract with WWE. Well, same thing with the Bellas, but her background was so perfect. The fact that she was in gymnastics and volleyball, so she's an athlete and she's flexible. Just teach her how to wrestle. So that's how it just comes. And she's been around wrestling her whole life. It just seems one of the things that came natural. But when it comes down to it, that couldn't be what she wanted to do. Because if she wanted to become a wrestler, that would have been the top of her list. There would have been nothing about volleyball.
Yeah.
There would nothing about gymnastics. Well, maybe gymnastics. But she would have transitioned. She might have even done in indie stuff. Because she could have got something. I forget how old she is. She could have did some sort of touring. Tessa Blanchard, she's on the indie scene.
And
I think WWE needs to sign her, too. Sign her, and I'll have my four horsewoman.
I just saw a picture of her on Instagram again. Oh, baby. He didn't fall off his truck again, did he?
I was letting you stew in that bad joke.
So was I.
It wasn't a joke. It was a statement.
For those that have the silences cut out, it was about 30, 45 seconds.
That wasn't that long, but... okay, and not a joke, but it was just that comment. You got issues.
Do you have that album by Korn?
What's that?
I said, you have that album by Korn?
Yeah, I went out and bought it when it came out. How old were you, Bio?
I don't even know when it came out. That should tell you something.
Korn issues. I was in sixth grade.
You were what, 10?
Or no, not sixth. I might have been
senior in high school.
I might have been 7.
Oh, you're old.
I remember there was a contest for who, like, what the album cover was going to be, and it was sponsored by or was on MTV. That's why there's a main cover, and then there was like three other covers.
What's the one with the teddy bear?
What? MTV? I thought that was a reality-based channel. I thought the M stand for TV.
I mean, technically, it was reality-based television back then, too. They just had more music shows. Anyway.
We're done making fun of old people.
And we don't have VMAs where chicks with big butts and chicks with no butts argue.
Well, the VMAs, I'll always say the VMAs have been trash for years.
Miley, what's good? Well, it's not your butt. Just move on.
All right, best of the week. I'm going to go first. Kevin Owens winning the Intercontinental Championship.
I saw that.
Kevin Owens won. Brown. Dolph won. Browns won. I beat Mop in the WIRX match with him for the main event.
Really? You did?
Oh, yeah. I mopped the floor with that motherfucker.
Well, he is a mop.
Yeah.
I thought his deal was funny, man. That was funny.
Yeah. It was funny when I did it the week before, too. With Kiwi. That was my thing with it. I'm like, oh, great. I did this last week. He tries to tell me, you know I wanted to do that for a long time. And I'm like, yeah, but I did it with Kiwi.
There's all right, get over it. Fine. I still thought it was funny.
You did it with
Kiwi. and hashtag Heavy's moist thighs.
You were one of six voters. For him, I had 16. I wanted the end of the Titans Browns game to be the same score of whatever the ending of the voting was going to be for me and Mop, so I could beat him the same way with the same score.
Mm-hmm.
Oh goodness.
Anyway, best of the week. Should I say the best for last or get the Andy? What about you?
Best.
Yeah, Andy.
How do you like it, huh? Huh? How do you like it?
He said he's saving the best for last. How do you like it, asshole?
Oh, best of the week. I don't fucking know. New Day, man. New Day's just, I mean, it's the same thing. Same thing over and over again, but they did it on the pay-per-view. It was a great match, and then they come out on Raw, and he walks out, and he pulls wood out of his ass, and then he's blowing Rusev's entrance theme. It was New Day.
It's funny that his name is Xavier Woods, and he pulled wood out of his butt.
Big E dancing with the belt. I just love him.
Alright, I guess we'll go to my best of the week. I was finding somebody at work that actually watches wrestling.
You figured at Walmart it wouldn't be too hard.
Nobody there watches it. Well, there was this girl who, she's...
There you go, Bio.
No, her son is my age.
There you go, Bio.
No, we were... I think I mentioned something about...
You made out with her. Come on.
No. I mentioned something like... she's like, I'm going to go hide. And I was like, you can't be like John Cena and we can't see you. And she's like, did you watch the pay-per-view or what? And we just went on this long conversation about Night of Champions and Raw this morning. And it was pretty funny that even she likes the New Day. She's like, I love Big E and his dancing skills and all that.
Did you ask her if she knew who won the United States title match?
No, I didn't.
So you can go, and his name was John Cena!
I should have, but I didn't. But yeah, that was pretty nice. And I liked the New Day segment with, was it Xavier Woods doing Rusev's theme on the trombone? At first I couldn't, I was like, is he doing his theme for real? And then I caught it again, and I watched it again, and I watched it again. Hey, Xavier Woods is a funny dude, and looking like, what's his name, Rufy?
Rufio.
Sorry, I didn't watch that movie either.
Oh, come on, Bio.
Seeing how I think that movie is older than you. I'm fairly sure that movie
is older
than
you. Yeah, I'm sure it is, because, yeah,
I was in preschool.
Middle school.
I wasn't a thought when that movie came out. I also liked the Jekyll and Hyde Kane thing, but...
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was hilarious.
I think... As long as they keep going this route for the next...
We're going to have it back, and he gives her a 5. No, not a 5.
The thing that I love about it is corporate Kane is, like, showing more, like, personality.
Yeah.
Like he's smiling, he's getting into stuff, like he's like really happy.
Did you his coffee's cup, I
yeah,
believe
I was gonna
said,
say I just
greatest
was ask,
greatest director of operations.
Yeah.
World's greatest director
ask,
of operations.
Said,
yeah. Yeah, I'm glad he's finally being able to show more personality with his corporate Kane character, and he's using regular Kane, Mask Kane at the same time. Do you guys think this is his final run though?
Should be.
And does he win the WWE Championship and have Sheamus cash in on him?
Oh, there you go.
That would be perfect for him because he's only held the WWE Championship one other time.
Can we read
the I'm not counting the World Heavyweight Championship when he had that, but yeah, he had it for one day, so.
Yeah, that'd be
and cool. You look back at that moment, you're like, he won it and then lost it to Austin like the next, like, it was boom, boom. Like, why do we have that?
Yeah, like, wins it, and then Sheamus comes down and cashes in on him. Then it's less time than that, too.
And he never would have thought Austin was going to lose that, because it was a first blood match, and then it was like, how are you going to make the guy bleed?
Yeah, they keep teasing that cash-in.
I don't see him cashing in on Seth Rollins.
But they are hard. They're hardcore cashing it.
Yeah. I think Kane could win it, and then Sheamus come down and cash in. And that
then
could set up Sheamus and...
What do you do for the rematch, then? Because then both of them have a rematch clause.
Triple threat match next pay-per-view. Depending on how long they're going to do the Seth Rollins-Kane thing, they could do triple threat match the next pay-per-view. And then go from there.
Rock still has his number one contendership.
Fatal four-way match. Royal Rumble. The Rock, Kane, Sheamus, and Seth Rollins in a fatal four-way match
Orton
for the world title.
Orton technically has his, too.
So does Batista. Batista was promised his one-on-one match for the world title and never got it.
That's true.
I'm sure we can. We're going to do an eight-man championship scramble match. How about that?
Scrambles.
Well, actually, Axelmania, you know, should have his title shot because he never was
a thing
for the
anymore.
Royal Rumble.
He's not a thing anymore.
Yeah. Oh, Hogan fucked it up for everybody.
Just remember, I over you.
Oh, yeah. I greater than you.
Yeah.
Are we getting all the best of the weeks?
Yes, sir.
They should have Damian Sandow go down to NXT. Or
as long as he doesn't have the Hallelujah theme, he needs to get a new theme.
Work something out. I mean, that's what they should be working on. Find him, get him something going again.
I don't want him back in NXT for how long he was in FCW before he got brought up.
Good God, yeah, that's true.
I feel like he got over so well with fans with the Mizdow thing, and then I don't think he should have ever went Macho Mandow. I think that's
And it kind of scares me with this whole New Day thing too, because it was kind of like that kind of route. It's hot, and they gotta keep changing stuff up. So I hope they can keep it up.
All right, that'll do it for us here at TSJMP WrestleCast. You can find us online, www.dsjmp.com. Follow us on Twitter at dsjmp.com. Email us, if we still do that kind of thing. I don't know if I should even throw it out, dsjmp.com@gmail.com. Bio, where you at?
At biohazard_FTV.
Andy, where you at?
You can find me on this show with nobody laughing at my jokes, me crying, and also you can find how to get a hold of me on dsjmp.com/WrestleCast.
And you can follow him on Twitter and see his weird pics of him throwing up two sweets to everybody.
Well, Andy has like a million Twitter accounts, and I don't even know why he has that many. Like, I have a purpose for all my accounts. I don't know what the purpose for all your accounts are.
I don't know. I'm just Andy. I don't know.
Do you have two accounts or three accounts or four accounts?
I got a couple accounts. I got
couple. That's an understatement.
I got one called Wayne's Drunk Dad. I got one called Vamp as a FTM. I'm going to have one called Heavy Kiss My Ass here pretty soon.
You have like Sports Andy.
Yeah, I don't know. I have quite a few.
But you have two AA accounts though, right?
It's which is so weird.
Underscore WIR and then and 7998, but my name is AA.
So you're AA and you have two AA accounts.
So you have a gimmick Twitter handle and a like real Twitter handle.
Yeah.
A real life one. But you use them both like interchangeably.
I use one to promote like all the shows. That's my and 7998. That's the one I originally started with. So it allows me
to. I wonder how many people have that one blocked.
Probably like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. I don't know. I'm sure Kata got its blocked.
Oh.
By the way, you can follow me on one of my accounts.
Name dropping at the end.
You can follow me on one of my accounts where I pretend to be from New Zealand. WIR Kata with a K.
KATA. I was going to say, speaking of name dropping, Vamp, if you're listening, Kata does listen to the show. Hashtag I listened.
He didn't too sweet you, though.
He did too sweet me. He used the okay emoji, which is the same thing.
Everybody uses it as that. It's so dumb.
That's the John
Close
Cena.
Close enough.
It's John Cena.
No,
it's John Cena!
All right, we will catch everybody next week. Maybe.
Maybe.
Young Bucks suck.
It's about that time. You don't know, boy. Nigga, it's 357 time. Almost 4. You can howl about all your beef, then your throats go sore. But if you don't know health is health, then you don't know war. You
don't know Alcatraz and you don't know Sean, and you couldn't know your days is numbered. You almost gone, gone. So go on, yeah, and get your schmo on, moron. Then get your flojo on, be gone. Niggas is fake, your team faker. Scared to rap without you. That man spinning your car scared. He's trying to jet without you. That ain't a throwback, your jersey just old black. Yo, that shit is so bad. You suckin' niggas ain't gon' stun on G. Y'all lucky I ain't impressed. You know I got my gun on me. Murder at the muggery. Cross my heart, hoping you're dying. One shot, your whole head red. You Conan O'Brien, bitch.
We talk to you, man. I wanna say something, but when I say something, don't talk, motherfucker.
We incredible.
I done got hit with sticks, bats got stomped, everything, and still came out still the way.
We done shit you never do.
I told you, nigga, I'm Bill Bixby in the third stage, nigga, about to bust out the jeans and the boots. Motherfuckers, Ruck and Rock, hell and back and back and hell and back and hell and back. A lot of motherfuckers get in the booth, start talking about shit that they shouldn't, like snitching is cute. These rap niggas get on my nerve, I'm about to slap niggas up, Rock, give me the word. I'm straight wild and I like drugs. Wanna battle 8 Mile or the Fight Club? I'm tight bug, need SSI. Marijuana, Hennessy, Duke, I guess I'm high. Listen, I will Rick James your hoe and go broke in the city. Me, my wife, your bitch, sniffing coke on the titty. Listen, we back in the building. Fuck rap, gotta package your crack for your children. Take it back when I was rapping and tilting, trying to get us a deal. It's on now, motherfucker, it's real. It's Sean now, Duke of Ruckus is still my nickname. Help the skelter, bitch, ain't shit changed. Yo. They got a smoke weed, took E, man, took mushrooms, drunk Hennessy at the same time. They
we incredible.
I can leap tall buildings in a single bound, bitch.
We done shit you never do.
Ruck and Rock, the incredible rap team. Y'all motherfuckers, incredible for the
rap team. Incredible.
I will beat Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of y'all bitch ass niggas. And niggas know.
I should put a bullet in the head of you. Niggas can never, never, ever
hang. Don't try now, dog. You're barely there like many fresh eyebrows. So pipe down or die now. I ain't battling. Fuck rapping. Bring them to Sagman like Gats, embarrass them.
You can catch me on Bristol and Blake. Ripping the eight, selling blow, smoking throw, and the feeling is great. To all of my animal lovers, you feeling this ape? Cop the album, start filling the tape.
Just in case, I'm renaming both of my hands, laxative and colonic. They smack shit out any nigga who want it. My guns rock and roll, but only with ink you bust. Get left stained in a puddle with mud, cause you think you tough. I'm a monster.
Yo, release the peace and spank your boy. Bow, release the beast, I'm Hank McCoy. Used to take X-Men and show no hoes love. Now I let the sket blam at them so-called thugs.
We back, nigga, we that surprise. Money Mayweather in the 10th round, nigga.
10th round, nigga. We incredible.
Straight hand, Eli Manning. We the fucking New York Giants, nigga.
We done shit you never do.
Helter Skelter, Ruck and Rock.
Ruck and Rock.
What the fuck you thought, nigga?
We incredible.
Bottom line, ain't nobody fucking with you. I see you on the next song.
Fucking with Helter Skelter, dude.